Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
At BASF, we're constantly innovating. When others said, fungicides just can't last all season, we said, oh yeah, watch this. Then we invented Revilock fungicide. Powerful soybean protection that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. It's everything everyone said wasn't possible. All new Revilock fungicide. That is how you do it. Always read and follow label directions.
We're your neighbors. We're your kids' sports coaches. We're your school board and chamber members, your church deacons, your local 4-H club and FFA chapter partners. Long story short, we're real people. We're real Oklahoma pig farmers, and we're real proud of it. To hear from real Oklahoma pig farmers, visit okpork.org/realpork. This message brought to you by Oklahoma's pig farmers and the Oklahoma Pork Council.
Well, this year for Halloween, we may get more tricks than treats with the weather that's moving in. This week, of course, Oklahoma has seen some much-needed rain across the state with what looks to be more on the way thanks to Hurricane Norma. State climatologist Gary McManus says we've seen very generous rainfall with the possibility of storm number 2 and storm number 3 on the way. Storm number 2 is arriving this week with an opportunity for more rain in Oklahoma about everywhere except the Panhandle. There's a possibility of some flash flooding as the week goes on as well. And then storm number 3 will be moving in over the weekend just in time for Halloween. With these storms comes much cooler weather. McManus said, I would imagine to the east we'll see those lows drop below record high levels as the rain moves in. But again, just another way to show how moist it is. McManus says storm number 3 is going to bring some chilly, spooky temps for trick-or-treaters as Halloween gets underway. We're going to get a cold front on Friday with storm system number 3, he says. Sometime Saturday night or Sunday, we're going to get a really cold front with the first Arctic air of the season. McManus says, I'm talking about bone-chilling cold if you're out in it with wind chills into the 20s, a widespread hard freeze, and maybe even some ice. Looking at some rainfall totals across the state, in Bessie, they got almost 2 inches. Elk City's coming in at 1.75, Hobart with 2.32 inches. In Minco, there was a little over an inch. Over in Norman, 1.66. And then as we get into the Panhandle area over in Buffalo, they only had 0.17 of an inch. In western Oklahoma, Eric had over an inch and a half. And then as we look towards other portions of the state, Stigler had 0.26, Antlers got 0.67, and then Idabel came in with 0.20. Even though it's going to be a much cooler Halloween this year, McManus says it will at least warm up into the 40s for that afternoon, but get ready to dress the kiddos up warmer for later trick-or-treating in the evening as it's going to fall back into the 30s that night. Well, the holidays are getting near, and what a better place to shop than, of course, in the state of Oklahoma. I had the opportunity to visit with David Brooks. He's a founding member of the Made in Oklahoma Coalition. He's been working with those folks for 25 years and has also been with Oklahoma's Shawnee Mills for 26 years. He said as the holidays gets closer, some of his favorite meals are made in Oklahoma.
I mean, the thing, if you can think of Thanksgiving, think of what you're going to cook. You're going to have Shawnee Mills for the cornbread stuffing. I mean, we have so many pepper jellies, things like that, that just trim out a good dinner.
Made in Oklahoma website also has gift baskets and Christmas ideas.
And if you can't think of what to get grandma or aunt, whoever, put together a food basket with all the Made in Oklahoma trimmings in it, put a little sparkly paper in it, yay.
To visit the Made in Oklahoma website, go to miocoalition.com. You've got farm news on Ron. As a livestock producer, you want to make sure you're always protecting your investments and your bottom line. Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, might be for you. Clay Bertram at Ag Risk and Apache tells us more.
The key things about LRP is, number one, you don't have to sell your cattle. Number two, it's not a morbidity policy. And number three, it gives you that peace of mind to sleep at night.
To speak with the folks at Ag Risk Management and Insurance in Apache, call 580-588-5099. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.